Texte numéro 110. The Human Library is tackling diversity and inclusion, one person at a time. The Human Library challenges stereotypes and prejudices through dialogue. In the Human Library, people, instead of traditional books, are on loan to readers. Founder, Ronnie Abigail, says the Human Library was started to create a space where you can walk in, borrow a human being, and talk to them about a very challenging topic. Ideally, we wanted people to talk about issues that they normally would not talk about, or potentially don't like to talk about, but that they need to talk about. These human books are volunteers that come from diverse backgrounds and have experiences that they are willing to share with their human readers. Just like traditional books, the human books have titles that describe their experiences, like Black Activist, Chronic Depression, Survivor of Trafficking, Muslim, Latino, Transgender, and many more. Since COVID-19, the Human Library has continued its work virtually, allowing human books from all over the world to connect with readers. It's easy to hate a group of people, but it's harder to hate an individual, particularly if that person is trying to be friendly and open and accommodating and totally non-threatening, says Bill Carney, a volunteer book in the Human Library. His book title is Black Activist, and he's also a university instructor, a dad, and identifies as an Afropolitan. Despite the lack of progress in the fight for racial equality and the daunting task ahead, Carney remains optimistic. His experience talking to participants in the library has given him hope. I'm surprised that so many white folks are so woke at the moment, and it seems genuine. I don't get the impression that I'm getting the PC speech of the month, he says. The Human Library has helped some heavy hitters in the United States address diversity and inclusion, including eBay, IMF, World Bank, Eli Lilly, Delta Faucet, Masco, and Google. Founder Ronnie Abigail says that before the pandemic, the human books were available at US public libraries, high schools, colleges, universities, and festivals like Burning Man to encourage a wide range of people to have a dialogue with a stranger. The library started connecting human books to readers 20 years ago in Denmark, where the concept originated. Organisations are currently spending about $8 billion per year on D&I training with little to show for their efforts. In fact, research shows that current diversity programmes can even have a negative effect, leading to less diversity within the organisation and reinforcing stereotypes about a particular race or gender. It's time we start thinking outside the box. Sharing a moment with a complete stranger might be worth a try. Adapted from Forbes.com, July 2021.